Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We just got the breaking news in a previous program about Miriam Ibrahim, and she got rearrested again. I want to encourage you. We're going to be talking about in this program today about the persecuted church. We have to just, we have to understand that it's there's something in us. We've lost our ability to empathize.
Mm. Yeah.
And you think about if anything that God is known by is that he empathized with us by giving us his son. To die for us. His son, Jesus, chose to feel what it feels like to be us, and he walked like we walk in our bodies with all these issues that we have, but he did it perfectly. He felt the pressures. He was tempted in every way, just like we're tempted, but yet without sin. And he says, we don't have a high priest who's unable to empathize with us. So God understands us now through his son. I mean, he knew the answer. It's just the question, really? What do you have issues with? It's like, oh, we're in a sinful body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but if we are not empathizing with our neighbors, empathizing with and it's just a man, I'm shocked all the time, I guess. But people really don't care. They really don't care that somebody in their community just, no justice was served in their life. And you know, just, it was amazing to me.
The Bible says the love of many will grow cold, but I mean, you see no empathy for anything. People lose their income, they're sick in their bodies, people are homeless, travesty happens, and they just continue to go along their day without even thinking, wow, this is a fellow human being, and they'll begin to start judging them for their lifestyle, as opposed to recognizing them first, that this is a human being, no person should be suffering like this. No matter what decisions they've made, sure, but we can help them on their journey way back. But we definitely need that desperately.
That's a Christian perspective. That's a Christ. When we say Christian, that's Christ followers, what that means, Christian. That's a Christ follower perspective. And what I do, I know when I'm in trouble is when I stop feeling, and I'm not feeling there. So I know that, hey, you know, that's a dangerous place. Don't ever hang around too long in the area because you could be, you know, you could have been persecuted. Things could have, you could have been betrayed. You could just be fatigued or whatever. But that's not, when you find yourself not feeling, not connecting with people in your heart, you're in a dangerous place. If you keep going, all you have is religion. You need to stop. I think about Mike Bickle when he was traveling around. He's the founder of IHOP Kansas City and National House of Prayer. And things would go in your natural eye. You said things were going good. He was traveling around the world doing all these different crusades and conferences. And people were coming out and everybody was happy. He committed for a long haul with these conferences, but then he started realizing, wait a minute, I'm not feeling nothing. I'm not feeling anything. And he's like, you know, I don't care how all this is. I just want to feel something. I want to feel something. And he went and got released from that commitment. They released him. He went back and he's like, I'm going to stay with God. I want to stay in that place of sensing and feeling God. But right now, I'm in society when people can walk down the streets and just looking for somebody on video, when they're videoing it, to punch out an old man walking down the street just to see, just to video it. And it's like, that's a dangerous society that has grown hard in their hearts. When people know, when they know by their demands is putting you out of your house and your home, and they don't even look.
Yeah.
They don't even blink at it. They say, that's a hard heart. That's somebody that doesn't empathize. And so I want to encourage you today that we can step out of that and say, God, you know, soften my heart, melt my hard heart. You know, ask God to begin to say, I don't want to be like that. I want to feel again. And probably most of all, you've been hurt. You know, whatever. I mean, you can hurt in 10,000 different ways. We're all hurt, but everybody doesn't get over it. Everybody doesn't carry it to the cross. Everybody doesn't understand that as Christians, we're called to suffer for doing what's right and be told that we're wrong. And we're not even looking towards, you know, recognition in the context of that. We just want to stay faithful in the context. We don't, did you love is the big question that's going to be asked.
Well, the biggest enemy of love and empathy too is self.
Yes.
If you have yourself constantly on your mind and what's best for you and what's best for your flesh and what's best for your life and your family, how can you have any empathy for anybody else? Because you have to factor into the equation, how does this affect me?
Right,
And it's not supposed to be about us. It's supposed to be about others.
And that truly is the sign of the last days, which is men will be lovers of themselves, mm-hmm. lovers of place. I mean, lovers of what?
PlayStation,
Xbox, cable, you know, mobile devices,
yeah.
You know, images made to look like mortal man. But men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have to stay focused because there's this intensity right now that wants to make you hard-hearted. It wants to make you a hard nose, a stiff neck. It wants to make you go the wrong way in the context of this. And that's why you hear me focusing quite often on Dr. King. Because Dr. King and Daddy King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Daddy King, his father, that they understood. Here they are, Americans and Christians. And so that this is somebody we can look to as an American Christian. You know, how can we stay with under God's law and under man's law and operate in the context of that? We can do it by loving, mm-hmm. by experiencing, you know, injustices coming our way or even violence coming our way. And we don't, not only do we not retaliate, but we still love that person. We still have the ability to love that person. I mean, it's easy to, you know, okay, I hate that one. Right. I hate this one, you know, but we're not called to do that. We're called to love. And, you know, when I first started my journey, I thought, man, like, this is easy. And then I'm like, I don't think I'll be able to make this one. And I used to say, get over it until I got under it. And then I realized, hey, it takes the grace of God to be able to walk like Pat's walking. Yeah. But Evita King, and I know we're going to be talking about, you know, Francis Chan just a moment, but Evita King wrote a book called King's Rule. I don't know if you can see this up here on the cameras. Let me see it on the cameras. King Rules, and to be able to walk with Dr. King and this Christian man who I believe was an apostle, to be able to walk with him and be a part of what he's doing, you had to agree to these 10 rules, which are godly rules. They're just, mm-hmm. you know, godly rules. Well, Evita King, which is his niece, and she writes about the whole family here and talks about 10 rules. And they're beautiful rules that help us get a Christian perspective. And the 8th rule talks about what we're talking about. The 8th rule, she talks about, you know, she was Uncle ML. That was what she was called. Martin Luther King Jr. was Uncle ML. And they said that he came into his house. And this is her mother at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s home. And so she didn't think that he knew that she was there, but she was kind of there sitting in a couch. And he comes in from outside. And he leans his hand over on the mantle of the fireplace, she writes about in this book. And he's loosening his tie and he's loosening his shirt collar. And he said, they choked me by my tie and they almost killed me.
Yeah.
But he looked over and he said, but I'm going to respond by loving them back. Hmm. I mean, those ties, when I was in law enforcement, we did not wear the ties around your neck because it was like you're going to lose in the fight, right? So we had clip-on ties. They would clip on. So somebody said, I'm going to... This comes off. Like, yeah. And, but this is a tie that you tie around your neck, and they pulled his, according to what Evita's talking about, what her mother told her. And we even have that story. We have her mother telling that story, yeah. Actually, on the VFN Torch. You can actually see her sitting with her mother sharing that. And that's why I talk so much about Dr. King, because Dr. King was an American Christian. I mean, he was loyal to the laws. He just said, listen, we just want to hold America to what's written on the paper. So, but he also stayed faithful to God, even to the point where, you know, making sure that we focus on the poor and that we focus on the needy. But he loved. And of all the messages, reportedly, from what I understand, the first message that his father, Daddy King, preached in the church in Atlanta after his son was murdered, was he preached on love, forgiveness. And I'm thinking, my goodness, how could that not be a family that we need to take recognition of in our country? Every country has its people, but when you look at a family like that that's gone through so much turmoil, Evita King talks about, you know, we've had her house had a bomb explode at it.
Wow.
And her dad looks at her and says, we're going to choose to love. He told all the crowds coming at their house, you know, that there's nothing going to happen here. We're going to still do what's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is just amazing. That's wow. Like, that's walking like Jesus walked.
Right.
And I think, you know, in the context of this is being able to, think about empathizing. We talked about in an earlier program. We have to really, you know, stay astute with what God is calling us to do and all these things that are taking place. And there's also an article and a segment in the VFN Torch called Don't Swing, because everything that was done to Dr. King and the African-American man and woman at one time in America was trying to get them to respond physically. Mm-hmm. And everybody, she writes in her book, Evita writes in her book, Dr. Evita King, she says, when you look back at everybody that responded violently and thought they were just going to make it happen and through force, none of those worked out. None of those worked out. And it was used against them. Mm. It was used against them. But when you walk in love, that was the only, I mean, and I forget the word right now. It's coming to my mind, but nonviolent does not mean passive. It just means you're not going to retaliate mm-hmm. for things done to you. It's the most strongest place you could be at is to love your enemy. And what we have going for us in America, that this is not Iraq. This is not Iran. This is not, you know, Syria. Mm-hmm. This is actually a land that has a constitution that's founding principles is one nation under God. What Dr. Martin Luther King was saying over and over again in his speeches, that go back to the original intent of this nation. Go back to the papers. Look what it says is we're all created equal. He wasn't trying to change the Constitution. He was confronting us, and I believe God was confronting America through him as an apostle, saying, you missed this. You missed it huge mm-hmm. because I created all men equal, and every one of them, I give them their rights. You don't give them their rights. Their rights come from God. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was saying, but he loved all the way through that. And I want to encourage you today to begin to think about, you know what? I've got love of myself down. I spend all my money on me. I even borrow money on top of that to get me some more stuff. Hmm. And I say I don't have even enough to even give God his tithe or offerings. I call everybody, you know, lazy who asks for money. And the truth is they might not have money and might need help.
That's right.
And it's like, Lord, help me change my selfishness and my self-love. Help me to be a lover of God, to love you, to love others, and lead others to do the same. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.